In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
What is the number one movie on Netflix that got 2 out of 5 on Common Sense Media, a 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.3 out of 10 on IMDb?
Does Adam Sandler have a new movie?
Yes!
Okay. There's a 50-50 shot of you saying that there is a new Adam Sandler movie on Netflix.
Yes. Yes. Okay. This one is called Hubie Halloween. H-U-B-I-E, Hubie Halloween.
I have a question.
Yes?
What does Hubie mean?
That's the character's name.
Shouldn't it be an apostrophe S? Hubie's Halloween?
I just had to double check. Hubie Halloween.
I'm saying from the perspective of, shouldn't that be what it is? I mean, it's an Adam Sandler movie. I doubt anybody is spell checking.
Like War with Grandpa, you have, let's see, Kevin James, Rob Schneider, Maya Rudolph, Steve Buscemi.
It's a
Ray Liotta, Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
Keenan Thompson.
Why does the cast?
Colin Quinn, Tim Meadows, Michael Chiklis, George Wallace, Ben Stiller. I could keep going. So
why does the cast of Goodfellas keep doing things like this?
I don't know.
Robert De Niro does it. Do they need the money? Like, what happened? Oh my.
Okay, so first of all, I think that your 7-year-old who loved the War with Grandpa will love Hubie Halloween.
I'm actually kind of glad
because
we don't have Netflix right now.
The running joke is they change his name and take away the H and put the letter P there, and they call him that through the whole movie.
Well,
ha ha ha! It's so funny. So there's that. Now it takes place on Halloween in Salem, and he is a longtime resident of Salem. And Adam Sandler has chosen a character voice. And one of my girls walked by because, honestly, I made myself watch it so I could discuss it with you. And I thought, oh, another movie Adam Sandler did not hire Adam and I to be in. Anyway, let's see how bad this is. So far, his best one was the one with Jennifer Aniston.
Now, when you say character voice, is it something more along the lines of Little Nicky, or is it like, what's the football one he did? Waterboy? Is it akin to that?
Yeah. Well, one of the girls said, what's happening here with his voice? And I said, I don't really know. And apparently after I watched about 15 minutes, I said, I guess that's just how he talks. I guess it's, I don't want to slam someone with a speech impediment. It's not even an impediment. It's just an unusual way of speaking.
I don't think Adam Sandler uses method acting when creating his characters. Like I really think he just, the guys are sitting around and they make a stupid voice and they're like, do that. Cause I mean, it's always David Spade, Kevin James.
Who actually is not in this.
Are you sure?
Well,
I'll guarantee you he showed up at least one day.
Maybe to hang out and get a car. Anyway, he has been teased his entire life. And he loves Halloween, and he's made himself the safety guard for Halloween, and he wants people to be safe on Halloween. That's his thing. And he thinks that his new neighbor, Steve Buscemi, is a werewolf. And then there's...
Wait, didn't he actually play a werewolf in a movie?
Yes.
Was it the Hotel
You're catching on, because there are character names and little bits, like throwing the flaming bags of poop. There are all of these things that if you are a hardcore Adam Sandler movie fan, you will go, oh, Easter egg, that was for me. The O'Doyles, oh, that was for me. So for Adam Sandler fans, there are many things in here put there just for you to pick up on like that.
I think it was somewhere probably around the time of Jack and Jill, which I want to say was 2011, maybe 2013, somewhere around there. Adam Sandler started making me embarrassed to say that I watched some of his movies. Like, I still think Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore are funny-ish. I don't have the appreciation for them that I did when I was 14 and 15. But at this point, like, I don't remember the last time watched an Adam Sandler movie that was not Hotel Transylvania.
You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens this week about Hubie Halloween, the Adam Sandler movie, which is number one on Netflix this week. And it does have a dark underbelly where his relative was the one who pointed out the witches in Salem and then ended up being tried and burned as a witch. And his mother does tie up some people and almost set them on fire.
Is his mother Kathy Bates in this movie?
No.
She was unavailable?
No. I'm surprised.
Like,
it probably should have been.
I mean, to be fair, like, the quality of his films aside, it's got to be good to be one of his friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Steve Buscemi, I can't imagine how much money he has made off of being one of, like, I'm sure being in a Coen Brothers movie is mm-hmm. great, but being in an Adam Sandler's friend has got to be a lucrative, like, proposition. I'm sure it's just like, hey, we're gonna go to Florida. We're shooting some stupid movie called I Don't Know What Yet. We haven't wrote it. Do you just want to go down there with us?
Yeah, sure.
I
would be so on that. And Ben Stiller plays a nurse, and apparently he's a nurse in a different Adam Sandler movie. So he's uncredited at the beginning as a nurse, but it's the same character.
Oh, Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed that I
See?
Know that, but yeah.
See?
Is it the one with the mustache?
I guess.
It's the one that whenever he has to put his grandma in the home.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, but, you know, not enough to make me want to see it.
Happy Gilmore is probably worth watching. I don't know if there's a lot of other Adam Sandler movies.
The one with the remote and walking.
Okay, the Click?
Yes.
Yes, there you go. All right, there's
Adam
two.
Adam Sandler does make good movies, but people are like, oh, he's making a non-traditional. He's probably so tired of that. Look, I'm Adam Sandler. I make all kinds of movies.
Or, I mean, at this point, he's probably about where Jim Carrey is with it. Like, when they're just like, oh, you talk out of your butt. And he's just like, whatever, I'm going to light this cigar with a $20 bill.
And
say whatever you want.
I love that Adam Sandler lives down the street from Conan O'Brien. I love that.
Man.
So much.
That cul-de-sac has just, that's got to be amusing.
I want to go to there. Anyway, there are a lot of people you'd recognize. Some great costumes.
You know what irritates me about Halloween movies?
Yeah.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, is wearing what has to be $80 to $120, if not more, like, valued costume. Like,
except for he's always had a crush on her girl. She has foster kids, and she uses cardboard boxes to make them into robots. That's a bit more relatable.
I guess. But, I mean, like, you know when the kid will show up in, like, a Batman costume, mm-hmm. and I'm like, holy cow, they had to get that from the Warner Brothers catalog? That thing is easy, $500, $600 right there.
Mm-hmm.
What does that family do? Do they work for the mob? Like, how do you have that money to drop $600 on a and this is just going through my head because the movies usually are not catching my attention mm-hmm. enough to.
And even though I'm sure we brought it up last week and I'm going to bring it up again, after this, I don't know why I ended up seeing a trailer for, the movie I hate with the witches.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. Man. Oh, I know. I watched an Everything Wrong With Hocus Pocus.
Oh, and it was.
Well, that was enough to remind me that everything was wrong with it. And it was as bad as I remembered, and I guess people love it because of the age they were when they saw it. That has to be the only explanation, because it's awful.
To be fair, there's probably a lot of movies that I saw.
Yeah. I understand that.
I watch the Ernest movies unironically. I still think Jim Varney is hysterical. We're talking about Halloween movies. Ernest Scared Stupid. I have watched that an embarrassing amount of times. I'll probably watch it again.
Yeah.
It's not because it's a particularly good movie. Something about Ernest building a treehouse.
I understand the nostalgia. I understand that. But for me, because my kids think it's dumb and they're not interested. And they said, well, why didn't you see it? I said, well, it came out in October of 93. And I got married in October of 93. I was either planning a wedding or being into it. I said I was doing other stuff. And I would go to all the movies. I was aware of it. I just don't know when I ever saw it. And so...
So what you're saying is it didn't put a spell on you.
No. Anyway, watch the Everything Wrong with Hocus Pocus. You'll enjoy that. Or not. So, and I'm only going to touch lightly on this. So, Hubie Halloween, 10 and under, I think will genuinely enjoy it. It has a good message. That's all I got.
That's, I mean, and you can probably say that of about any Adam Sandler, the non-dramatic. Mm-hmm.
It has a good message. I think for really loving it, over 10, you're probably going to be...
Yeah, like... I mean, the movies like, you know, Uncut Gems or Rain on Me, mm-hmm. the 10 and under crowd are probably not going to enjoy them. Anyway. And there's not even a good message, really, with those.
So after that abomination, I took the opportunity to flip over. And now I got to make sure I know where it was. It was either Hulu or Netflix, because I don't want you to get too excited about this.
Yes.
But I just don't remember where I saw it. It is on the Hulu. Okay, so my oldest child, recovering from surgery, I said, I need to show you something of which you have heard me speak, and yet you have never seen. I give you Firefly.
And?
It starts with, why is there a prostitute on a spaceship? I said, let's go with it.
That's what she decided to clue in on.
That was the first one. She goes, that guy looks very familiar, Nate Fillion. But she, of course, didn't know him from other things. Then I showed her the Everything Wrong with Firefly so she could see all of the shinies and all the gorums and all this and that. And a character from Supernatural was in the first one that they air. And I said, now, just so you know, they made 13. They only showed 11. They didn't show them in order. And now you're watching Firefly. I mean, you're watching Serenity, but that's the movie that followed it, not a TV show. So let's try to keep this straight. And when the Summer Grouse character is there, River, she said, well, so what's her deal? Other than she's naked in a box. I said, she's kind of an 11 type of situation.
She's going to be...
Yeah.
Eventually, she kind of becomes the Buffy of that universe.
So she was intrigued. She kept thinking, they're a bad guy. I said, no, he's not a bad guy. He's a bad guy. Why are they dressed like that? Because it's a Western, but it's in space. But why? I said, because it is. So I said,
which is probably what a lot of people said, and that's the reason why it didn't get the ratings to survive past the initial 13 episodes.
She didn't say, can I please watch the next one right away? But she didn't not like it. And when I, now that I hear myself aloud, it does come across unusual.
That is probably what made it difficult for Fox to program it for.
Mm-hmm.
With Star Trek, you have a built-in audience going into that. With a Law and Order, you know that it's going to run for 27 years. If it's one of the
SVUs.
SVUs?
Yeah, SVU.
Or no, CSI. That's what I'm thinking of. If it's one of the CSIs. Like, you have certain things that you can almost program understanding. These are the people that are going to mm-hmm. watch it. Whenever I have to explain what Firefly is to someone that is not aware of it, I do start getting weird looks because you're just like, well, it's a Western.
Why are you speaking Chinese?
But it's in space. And what's a brown coats or, well, allegorically, and it's better if you just sit down and watch it.
Yeah, just watch it and then you'll get it and then you can look stuff up. But most of all, Nate Fillion. And you know what she said? Well, I know who Alan Tudyk is because she knows all voice actors of everything.
Well, I mean, He's been in quite a bit of stuff since then. I mean, to his credit, he does have a Star Wars credit
mm-hmm.
on his resume now.
Yeah.
He's been in a number of things.
But it is on Hulu, and you could potentially watch all of it in one day.
I mean, if you're really committed to you could do that, or you could watch the 3 extended editions of Lord of the Rings. Like, I mean, it's that conceivably you could do those things in roughly the same amount of time.
And speaking of Lord of the Rings, March 2021 is allegedly when the Amazon Prime Lord of the Rings TV show will come out. And the scoop is, and people are aghast and maybe appalled, they're looking for New Zealand local actors who are comfortable with nudity. And so now they're going, This isn't Game of Thrones, even though one of the Game of Thrones stars is cast in it. This is Tolkien, and there's no nudity in Tolkien. So there's been a small brouhaha over this.
I would say regardless.
I'm watching it.
You're going to have a probably like sizable amount of people show up for the premiere. Like, I can't say that, you know, this thing runs 7-8 seasons, but I mean.
Well, they already have three. They were signed on with three.
Now, were they signed on the actors for three, or they have a guaranteed, or you're saying like they did it back to back to back?
I don't know that, but Amazon Prime took this and said it will be three. We've already greenlit three seasons. Whether all those actors get to stay and play, I don't know, but they've greenlit three seasons.
I'm just like, well, I mean, as much as I was about to say, that's a really large amount of money to, that's literally what they did with the first three Lord of the Rings movies. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it worked once.
Yeah, why not?
Why not, I guess.
So, that will be on Amazon Prime, allegedly in March. Hulu has Firefly, which I was just watching. It's like, oh, Nate, so young. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, he's a grown-up. And now I look at it and go, oh, so young.
He's boyish.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
not, he's not really, I mean, maybe boyish is the wrong term, but I'm just saying, like, now, when I look at him now and I look at him then.
I mean, it was 18 years ago.
It's, think the difference between Shatner, like, in Wrath of Khan and Shatner in season one of Star Trek. Like, that's about what the difference feels like to me. Like, they're not, like, he's not, like, decrepit and aged, like, but he's also not spry
boyish.
And,
yeah. Anyway, so, but what I was noting on it, how he keeps calling River's brother boy, and as he's doing that, I'm thinking, which I know I didn't think the first time around, it's like, aren't they like the same age? Why is he calling him boy?
Because he's Nate Fillion.
And then she recognizes Ron Glass, and she goes, what do I know him from? I said, well, not Barney Miller, because I haven't shown you that. Well, I don't know what you know him from.
That's the great,
ding,
that may be one of my favorite, not Barney Miller. She's like, what's Barney Miller? If I wasn't going to get it, why did... What?
Not Barney Miller. That's a great name for a band. Opening for Smoke Monster John. It's not Barney Miller.
Like, where do they come up with these things? Adam and Jane.
Not Barney Miller.
They just when that's how they cook up those
Speaking
titles.
Of which, you should watch Barney Miller because it's really good. Anyway, I digress. Firefly is on Hulu. And Hubie Halloween is number one trending on Netflix. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.